You're a farmer or rancher. Your success depends on the weather, which means certain things are out of your control, such as rain, hail, fire, crop failure, and other unforeseen conditions. But you have a business to run. Protect yourself and insure your risk with American Ag Credit, so you can rest easy knowing that we'll be there for you no matter what tomorrow brings. American Ag Credit. Money for agriculture.
Good morning, Napa Valley, and welcome to the Farmer's Fresh Hour. I'm your host, Greg Cole, along with my co-host.
Good morning, Napa. This is Kara May. We're in studio at KVON 1440 AM, bringing you Farmer's Fresh Hour.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, American Ag Credit, Money for Agriculture. You could find American Ag Credit locations in Saint Helena, Petaluma, and Santa Rosa.
Oh, cool. I didn't know they were in Saint Helena.
I was driving through Santa Rosa recently, the north end of town, and there was this huge, big brown building, and I thought, I wonder what that is. And it said American Ag Credit. I said, that's our sponsor.
Yay! We love American Ag Credit.
We love American
Money
Ag Credit.
Money for agriculture.
Money for agriculture. Today's show, we're going to break it kind of in a couple parts. Our first segment, we're expecting a call in from the uber busy. This guy is running around trying to open a restaurant, as well as running a catering company and two other establishments, Chef Morgan Robinson. That's, from Southside.
That's right, Southside Cafe. We're so excited. They're going to be opening up a new location as our neighbors in the South Napa Century Center
down
on Gasser Drive.
So Morgan and his wife Irma run Southside in Napa, the Carneros spot on Old Sonoma Road. They also run a Southside up at Stewart Cellars in Yountville.
Yeah.
And then we'll be having the third Southside down at the Century Center. So they are actually having a... I peeked in the window yesterday, and I don't want to, or a couple of days ago, I don't want to ask Morgan really about how this is going to work, but they're doing a pop-up dinner, kind of a trial run.
Oh.
And they're doing those coming up, like this Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So we'll see how that works. Luckily,
all
with
right.
his experience in catering, even if his facility is not finished.
Oh, you mean down on 195 Gasser? Okay.
Yeah, down by us.
All right.
So we'll see.
It'll be exciting.
We'll see how that works. And then I don't know what their hard open date is, but that happens all the time. When we opened Cole's Chop House, we did a fundraiser for the Napa Opera House, and we had tickets out, we had invitations, we had 100 RSVPs. We thought we were going to be done and have our final inspections. We were so close. We were so incredibly close to being finished, and it gets down to. Sign off from the building department, sign off from Napa Sanitation.
So many sign offs.
Sign off from Department of Environmental Health.
That's right, making sure people are not going to get sick.
Yeah,
when and then,
of course, the City of Napa Building Department. So, it's these agencies, county and city, that have to come together in some sort of perfect storm. Anyway, long story short, we thought we were done. We thought we were ready, but we didn't have our final sign-off. So I had to rent some barbecues, and we set them up outside.
Cole's Barbecue House?
Yeah. So that first dinner, even though we had a brand-new kitchen with brand-new equipment, and it was beautiful, it was just ready to go, we had to cook over flames on the patio to do that first dinner. We did it. We pulled it off. It was a huge success, but it was sort of crazy to have to rent a portable kitchen the night before.
Yes.
And of course, the next day the inspectors came in and said, "Oh yeah, this looks great. Good job. Yeah, we'll sign off." And so
you're like, "Where were you yesterday?"
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'm hoping Morgan's going to call. My telephone line's not lighting up, so Morgan,
should
if you're
exciting.
Out there listening,
Give us a call.
It's time to call in. But I know that it's just a crazy time for a restaurant opening is so difficult. There are so many pieces that come together, and I know that it's not easy.
No.
So
it's kind of like what we're doing a little bit. It's not an opening, but it's a stay opening since we're going to be year round now at the Napa Farmers Market on Saturdays. So, it's coming up that November 24th is going to be our first of the winter season. And we really hope people will come out, and brave the elements or brave the smoke as we've been experiencing. I think folks may have heard, or probably a lot of our listeners know, that we actually made the very difficult decision to not have the market on Tuesday,
right,
the 12th, because of the smoke. And that's not a decision that we take lightly. So we just realized that, you know, with the many days in a row of smoke, and, you know, the fact that we didn't want to expose anyone to you know, hazardous conditions, that we thought it was best to cancel. And we appreciate everyone's, you know, kind words of support on Facebook. We tried to get the word out as quickly as possible. So if you're interested, it's a great idea to sign up for our newsletter. If you go to NapaFarmersMarket.org, at the top of every webpage, actually, there is a yellow box. And if you put your email in at the top, we will send you an awesome newsletter. I am a little biased because I'm one of the people that helps write it. So we send every Monday morning, we send out great information in terms of what to expect at the market, who's going to be there, are there any special events. And we also use that list to notify folks of anything, you know, emergent or unexpected that happens. So we were able to send out notifications to our subscribers that we were indeed going to cancel the market on Tuesday. And hopefully most folks, and I think most folks did get the word. And, you know, and everyone understands why we chose to do that. But, you know, we're thinking of the families and the people affected by the fires up in Butte County, and especially in Paradise, and especially since we know that pain all too well from last October. So,
well,
let's
go out
to them.
Yeah, absolutely. It was it's been such a year for us. I mean, our fires last
right.
year, and then
yeah.
the smoke from this fire is just absolutely amazing. And it is, you know, it's been unhealthy air quality for us for I don't know how many days.
Yes, it has.
I just got a message from Irma Robinson, Morgan's wife and business partner, and supposedly he's on hold with our show.
Uh-oh.
But I don't
okay.
see him. So anyway, we're going to try to figure out. I gave her a different number for
it's
him.
It's local
to try.
Radio, folks. This is the exciting stuff.
It's local live
you
radio.
Never know what's going to happen.
Get me some duct tape here, and we'll see. I'm not sure what button to push here. So anyway, hopefully my light will light up and Morgan will be there. If not, Southside will be holding a couple pop-up dinners, and they do a lot of neat stuff. So southsidenapa.com is their website. They have they have their two locations. They have smoke catering, but they also, on their website, if you go to the far right of, so it's southsidenapa.com, and if you go to the far right tab, there's a special events or pop-up dinners tab. And so the information on the dinners coming up Friday and Saturday will be there, the 16th. That says this coming Friday and Saturday, where you can make reservations and go and see and enjoy their food. But they also
right.
are doing some things like they do Fried Chicken Fridays.
That's right. I was going to
yeah.
say the fried. I always, you know, it's unfortunately I forget. So it's Fried Chicken Fridays
fried
because
chicken
I'm
Fridays.
Like, I want fried chicken and it's a Tuesday. And I'm like, damn it.
Right. And I was going to ask Morgan if they do that every Friday. I don't know if they do it every Friday or if it's just special. Well, so if we actually talk with him, then we'll know. He'll have to have that answer. But I did see one thing that really intrigued me, you know, as being a longtime resident of Napa and a fan of a restaurant that used to be where they are in the Foothill Cafe. They have a pop-up thing called Ode to Foothill, which is going to be in December. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in sunny Mexico, so I won't be able to go. And so
poor you.
Something else, and I don't know what it's about. I don't know if they're going to be doing prime rib or what the story is, but hopefully we'll find out. So I'm going to play a quick little song here. We're going to come back, and hopefully, but perhaps there's someone here on the radio station who knows how this phone thing works. So we're going to give you a little Colin Hay, one of my favorite musicians, and this is something that's called Are You Looking At Me? So stay tuned. We'll be back, hopefully, with Chef Morgan Robinson.
As a farmer or rancher, you know that agricultural land is not like other real estate. We know that, too. Come see the experts in agriculture, American Ag Credit. Whether you're buying property, building, or making improvements, American Ag Credit is here to help with fixed rates, variable rates, long and short-term loans. Unique solutions tailored to your unique needs. Visit us online at agloan.com. American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.
All right, welcome back, KVN listeners. I'm not sure what's going on with the phones, but for some reason, we can't seem to get a hold of Morgan Robinson. Let's see if the light will light up at some point here. But anyway, I know he's busy. He probably probably has other things to do besides be on hold with us. But if the light lights up, we will jump right on the phone and talk with Chef Morgan Robinson. So anyway, we're excited at the Century Center, the South Napa Marketplace, to have another new neighbor. We love working with our friends at Forge, at Napa Sport. Cream just opened.
That's right, yeah.
Of course, the theater in shape, Hampton Inn, and now we're going to have Southside Century Center. So
yes.
Pretty
more
exciting.
More delicious food, more options for folks to come on down and join us.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're gonna go into this holiday bazaar. Is it bizarre like that? Is that how you say it? Or bazaar?
Bizarre.
Bizarre. But bizarre, but not like weird bizarre.
No. Well, I mean, it is going to get weird when we have our ugly sweater contest. But.
Okay. Right. So this year, I don't know, I think this is the 22nd, 27th year of our farmer's market. I have no idea.
It's actually 32.
32 years.
That's right. 1986 was the first year. Napa Farmers Market.
The 32nd year of the Napa Farmers Market. Over the years, many of our shoppers have said, I wish you guys were year-round.
That's right.
And of course, obviously, the produce changes, but it's such a great meeting spot for the community, and there's always produce. It doesn't matter if it's December or July. There's stuff coming into season. Yep. It's usually not bright red or yellow in December and January, but there's lots of good stuff up there.
Right?
We get some citrus, absolutely, and some lemons
and citrus.
That's true.
In the winter seasons,
and we'll be ready for asparagus when it comes in March, and so we'll be ahead of the game. But we made the decision to go year round, and so
finally,
so instead of ending the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we're not going to end.
That's right.
We're going to keep going.
And going and going. We're like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of farmers markets. Or I am. I don't know.
So the Tuesday edition will be taking a hiatus for the winter, but the Saturday market will continue. And so to kick that off, we really wanted
just to remind folks that we are going to keep the same schedule. So we will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday of the year. So no changes to the time.
Great. Good. And we will be kicking off the Saturday the 24th.
That's right, yes.
With our first, obviously, Saturday beginning our new year-round schedule.
That's right.
But we're going to have a holiday bazaar.
That's right, the holiday bazaar. So we are very excited. It's going to be a great week for the market because we're having our last Tuesday market right before. Oh, do we have them on the line?
I think so. Is this Chef Morgan?
It is.
Morgan, I don't, yes, sir. I don't know what happened. We've got you live on the radio. I don't know what happened with our phone system this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's fine. That's all right.
I think I heard the phone ringing out there, and for some reason it wasn't coming through. But we're glad you got on the air.
But, this is the beauty of live radio.
That's right. You never know what's going to happen.
It's like opening a restaurant, right?
It is. You never know when you're going to go live, right? So to speak.
Yeah. Now, I know that you have a group coming in, and you only have a few minutes for us, but we're excited. We're thrilled at the farmers market to have you as our new neighbor. And I know that you're working diligently to get Southside Century Center open. I won't, of course, ask you when you're going to open because that's bad luck. But you are going to open.
Yes, we are. So, the fire set us back. The short story is the fire set us back last fall.
Wow.
And then so we had to regroup and pull everything together. And then the short story is the fires have also set us back in that just getting contractors out to do work is where you used to call someone up and they show up and they're like, hey, I'm 3 to 6 weeks out from showing up.
Oh, my goodness.
And even just simple things like getting concrete, where you used to just call the concrete people and they deliver. Now the contractors have to plan 3 to 6 weeks out just to even get concrete.
Right. I think we already had a shortage of good contractors before the fires, and now they have, in Napa County, 600 homes to rebuild, and in Sonoma County, thousands of homes. So it's amazing, and I couldn't even imagine. But you are going to have a pop-up.
We are going to have a pop-up. So the quick answer is Southside Century is going to open. We're hoping to open somewhere between February and April. depending on contractors, probably closer to March.
Okay.
If I had to throw a dart at it, so that would be great for all the spring vegetables and all that sort of stuff from the farmer's market. But we are going to do a pop-up this Friday and Saturday. We have an 8 p.m. seating, and there's a few seats left for that online. And then we also have a 6 o'clock seating on Saturday, which there's a few seats left for that one as well. So basically we're testing out some new recipes. We've never had the dinner offering as a regular thing besides our Fried Chicken Friday. That's a huge success here at our first location.
That's right. Greg actually had a question. So is it every Friday is Fried Chicken Friday?
No, we just do it once a month.
Okay. All right. So
yeah,
once a month.
First Friday Fried Chicken.
That's a lot of F's.
Yeah.
It is. You know, and that stems from my wife and I. We had a standing reservation at our original where our catering kitchen is, the Foothill. And we would, the first Thursday of every month, would meet friends there. And then it was a standing reservation when Jerry owned it. So we just took that concept and said, hey, we'll do the first Friday of every month, our fried chicken.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And people know what it is, and you just order online. It's great. And the pop-ups are going to be more of a what we're going to plan to do in the evening. Our concept down at the Southside Century is we need more places where families and people can just meet in the evening before or after the movies or in the afternoon and have some food, but it not be the huge entree, so to speak. You know, so it's fresh from the garden. It's not tapas. It's not small plates, but it's not a composed plate with veg, starch, and some sort of protein there in the middle.
All right. That sounds great. And so you said you're having pop-up events this Friday and Saturday?
Correct.
If folks are interested in grabbing those tables, how do they get them?
You know, they just go to southsidenapa.com.
All right.
And southsidenapa.com, and it's pretty easy right there.
Yeah. And it's going to be held in your space at the Century Theater?
No.
We're
still pouring concrete. Okay. Right now, the plumbers are in there laying out the floor in the Southside Century. But as we're wrapping our head around the whole concept of evening, and there'll be a little bit of discussion like, hey, did this work for you or did that work for you and those sorts of things. So people, we've had a lot of excitement about our Southside and the dinner offerings down there. And so we just wanted to give people a feel of it. A couple of the items we're going to do is we'll do some chili relleno, chili rubbed shrimp on the plancha with a little smashed avocado and guajillo oil. We're also going to do some whole roasted branzina with caracara oranges, jicama, a little house-made tajin, full harvest olive oil. And then we're also going to do a Sonoma duck carnitas with mole sauce.
That sounds great.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Fresh, really awesome, vibrant.
And so is this going to be held at the Southside location on Old Sonoma Road?
That makes more sense.
I was looking in the window a couple days ago, and I thought, how is he going to do a pop-up? Even though it's a pop-up, I thought, how is he going to do a pop-up in here?
Everyone's
going to leave their footprints in the wet concrete.
Yeah.
You know, and last year we did a pop-up for fun at our here in Carneros. And that was just sort of a Latin flair type thing that we had. It was very successful. So we decided to do it again this year, and to continue that as well.
Now, this is kind of off the subject, but unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town. But one of the events in your pop up dinners is Ode to Foothill.
Correct. So in December, we're going to do a second pop up, and the number one requested thing we get or people talk about is the prime rib.
Yes.
They used to come out of the old wood burning oven here at the Foothill.
So we're gonna
do that dinner.
Oh,
just
man.
A classic. I'm gonna see if I can get Jerry to show up for
that
a
would
while
be great.
Maybe just to come around and say hi to folks and have a meal.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's great. And just Christmas. So it's gonna be on December 21st and December 22nd. Which I believe is a Friday and Saturday night, right before Christmas.
I'll be on the beach in Ixtapa, Mexico. I wish I would. I wish I was in cold Napa.
He keeps talking about how he's going to Mexico, making everyone jealous. Gosh,
darn.
We'll be right behind you right after Christmas.
Okay,
down to Mexico.
All right. Well, I know that you've got a group coming in there. I appreciate it. Sorry for the whatever happened with the phones, but thank you so much for getting through.
Thanks for being persistent.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for posting us on the phone. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Looking forward to seeing you this Saturday at the Farmer's Market.
Yeah, and that's right. So this coming Saturday, Morgan Robinson from Southside and Smoke is going to be doing a cooking demonstration, 10 o'clock on the Chef Demo stage right across from our education station and information center at the south end of the Saturday market.
Good for Southside.
Right
on.
Morgan, thank
Southside,
you.
Right.
Thank,
there we go.
Thank you so much.
Right, thank you.
Our
see
pleasure.
You at the market.
All right, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers.
All right, quick commercial break. We're going to come right back. We're going to jump back into the Holiday Bazaar that is going to be happening November 24th at the Saturday market. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, that was exciting.
You're a farmer or rancher. Your success depends on the weather, which means certain things are out of your control, such as rain, hail, fire, crop failure, and other unforeseen conditions. But you have a business to run. Protect yourself and insure your risk with American Ag Credit, so you can rest easy knowing that we'll be there for you no matter what tomorrow brings. American Ag Credit. Money for agriculture.
Welcome back, listeners. Greg Cole from the Napa Farmers Market, along with Kara May in the studio.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And we're live on Facebook Live. So
that's right. Hi, guys.
I don't know how they could, if they wanted to see what live radio looks like.
crazy.
Is it the Napa Farmers Market page?
Yes, we're live on Facebook on Napa Farmers Market Facebook page. If you can't watch us, give us a like later. We've got a lot of great content, vendor profiles, you know, event special spotlights, all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Great. And so the Holiday Bazaar coming up.
Yes.
The first new Saturday. We wanted to kick it off for
That's
the
right.
holiday shopping season. We wanted to really feature our artisans, our crafters. People out looking for not just produce and prepared food, but
all kinds
of looking
gifts.
For holiday gifts. You're thinking about what does Uncle Ernie need for Christmas
right.
that he doesn't
obviously
have?
Obviously Christmas, and then Hanukkah is coming up right around the corner starting December 2nd.
Right.
So we have all of your gift needs at the Napa Farmers Market.
And you can come down and support local artisans.
That's right. And also Saturday, November 24th is Small Business Saturday. So that is a great way to combat the madness of Black Friday. After you're done with your Thanksgiving dinners, come on out to the Napa Farmers Market between 8:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. down at the South Napa Century Center and check out what we've got in store.
Perfect. So in honor of this bazaar, we're going to have a couple of our crafters on today, our artisans. I don't know if crafters, their products are so beautiful. Crafters doesn't sound quite...
They're very crafty.
Well, they're crafty, but I mean, it's better than a crafty. I mean, these people are true
it's
artisans.
It's not like scrapbooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next level.
Yeah. So in the studio live with us, we have a couple of our favorites, and we're going to start out with Mr. John Kelly. John is a longtime member of the community and a longtime merchant at the markets. Not just our market, but our friends up in St. Helena and Calistoga. And John is Napa Valley Leathercraft. John, good morning.
How are you doing, Craig?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You
Hi,
are...
How are you doing?
I'm
people
doing
could
good.
See Kara right now, they'd have a great laugh.
Yes. Yeah. I'm wearing... Well, on Facebook Live, you can see I've got my horns on. I've got my ugly sweater. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm so ready.
She's the epitome of Christmas gone wrong.
Christmas gone wrong. Christmas gone wrong. I love it.
John, you... And I'm wearing one right now. I'm wearing one of your belts, and it works. It's holding my pants up, so
oddly
it's even
enough,
better.
They do work.
Yeah,
they really do.
Do
work. But you have been making leather belts, bags, dog collars. I mean, you name it. You've been making this for how many years up on Mount Vita?
Oh, on Mount Vita, I've had the business up there for about 6 years. Actually, I've had other things in the same workshop, which I found out recently when I was trying to clean the workshop out. I had layers. It was like the Grand Canyon. There was all these stratas of all stuff that's been left over from other businesses. And so about 6 years up there, But making belts and straps and guitar straps for the, I started that when I was a teenager.
And you are a musician, and so is that what got you into making your own guitar straps? Is that what kind of?
Yeah, couldn't afford to buy them.
That's He's great. A fantastic musician, and actually helped us out in a pinch when our musician did not show up at the market. And was it green grass?
That was a weird day.
That was a weird day, but the music was wonderful.
Yeah, it worked. It worked, and eventually it worked. No, I was a professional musician for years. Made quite a nice living at it for a while. But and I've worked actually as a musician for the Napa Farmers Market for 30 years. Kara alluded to the fact it's 32 years old. I think I was probably one of the very first musicians to ever play Napa Farmers Market.
Wow.
Wow, we've got a legend in the studio.
Yeah.
That was before Greg opened Celadon.
Yeah, no, Celadon was just 20 years ago.
So you were way ahead.
Yeah.
And so I've been associated with Napa Farmers Market for a very long time.
That's right.
30 years plus.
And we're happy to have you.
And you are always there. Are you there Tuesdays and Saturdays?
I'm there every Tuesday, providing the smoke doesn't get us.
Right.
That's right.
I'm there every Tuesday, every other Saturday, because I do Calistoga on a Saturday as well.
Oh, okay.
So even though we've got the extended winter hours, I'm going to be going back and forth between Calistoga and Napa.
Right.
Alternating weeks.
Okay.
And so I can be found at any one of those two markets.
That's fantastic. You source your leather locally?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it comes from the Hyde and Leather House in Napa, right here on Monroe Street.
Yeah, it's a neat place.
Yeah, it is.
I love walking in there. I love the smell.
I don't know how, when it comes to the size of the place, I think they're probably one of the leading suppliers of leather on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Here in Napa, huh?
Yeah, they carried on a heritage. The Napa's heritage was originally leather. Mm. It wasn't grapes, it was leather. And so they've been in existence for quite a long time. I think they took over from Sawyer's and a couple of other, Calnap and a few other people.
Right.
But yes, they've got over 1,000 varieties of leather in that warehouse. In fact, I'm going there right after this. So.
And you go in and you select a hide that intrigues you, and you take it up to your shop up on the top of the hill, and you start crafting.
Pretty much.
Or creating.
What I do is I buy half a hide normally, or I'll buy what they refer to as a double shoulder, and then I can get straps cut from that. I cut the straps from the hide itself, and I buy normally about 10 to 12 ounce leather, and that's 10 to 12 ounces per square foot of leather. And that makes a very substantial belt. And it's most of it is California Latigo. There's a lot of it is the bridal leather. It's all a con what I'm trying to go for as far as strength, looks, color, durability. I mean, there's a whole different. There's a big difference between the Latigo and the bridal leather.
So besides belts, which are awesome, and I remember a time when I actually forgot to wear a belt to the market one day, and you helped me out, and you even just looked at me and sized me up, and it was perfect. So appreciate that. But besides belts, what are some of your popular items that you have at the market?
The belts, obviously, but the bags that I was making were very popular to the point where I can't even keep up with them. I've sold out. This has been the longest period of time that I haven't been able to produce a bag because I've sold them all.
Wow.
People come by your house and rip them out of your hands.
They basically do. It gets to be a little annoying because for every one I sell, that means I've got to go back to the shop and make another one.
Yeah.
It's the same with the belts. You know, it's like the past couple of weeks have been a run on belts, and I'm having a heck of a time trying to keep up with them. But the bags are very, very strong seller. Very strong seller.
And those make great gifts because every lady or people can use a bag for
sure. In fact, I'm going to be working on some later this afternoon.
Wonderful.
In all the years of your making the guitar straps for your friends in the musical community, have you ever made a custom strap for a famous guitar player that of note that we might know? Or a lot of guitar players have these custom leather straps made. And anyone famous that? Did you make a strap for Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters or anyone like that?
No.
For yourself?
Only myself.
Just yourself. Well, you're famous.
That's right.
You're on the radio here.
Infamous.
Yeah, infamous.
No, actually, I don't think I've ever made one for anybody who's super famous.
Yeah.
I made one recently for a guy who was incredibly wealthy.
That's good.
We charged him extra, perhaps better than being famous.
No,
just
I didn't.
Kidding.
No, that was kind of weird. But anyway, it worked.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, John, you've been at the market for so long. Do you have any memories or funny stories that stand out in your mind of times?
Some of the characters that we've had through that market or something else. You could write a book about that.
And that's just the employees.
Yeah.
And board members.
Yeah, board members. No, other vendors who we've seen every attitude you can think of. Working in the market like that, it's a community, and we're all close-knit community. It's like I'm sitting right alongside Sherry right now, and I consider us best of friends, mm-hmm. even though we're all competing for the same dollar bill. But seriously,
true.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
We're still a strong community. Everybody helps everybody else out, and you can generally weed out the ones who are not going to be staying around too long because they're the ones that don't help out.
Right.
You know, they don't show any interest in being friends. And even though with the leather craft and the leathersmithing that goes on, there's three of us actually that do leather craft for the market. Jody, I can't remember the other lady's name now, and myself. So I know Jody's going to be there next Saturday.
Okay.
And so if you want to see really nice, very well-designed, colorful, very colorful bags, she makes them, and she does a really nice job. So I would urge you to come down and check her out. And if the other lady, I can't remember her name, if she's down there, she's the one that does dog collars, leashes. She kind of took over from my dog collar business because I kept getting too many of them coming back. People can never get the right size for dogs. Mm. You say, what size neck has it got? And, well, I don't know, So I'd end up with a leash or a dog collar coming back, and that gets old after a while.
Yeah, I
could
imagine.
So I let somebody else deal with that.
At least with belts, you could kind of try it on right there. But since with exception of service dogs, dogs aren't allowed at our market. It's hard to size for the dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's a great little story, John. Because we do when we ask our vendors for our vendor spotlight. What do you like best about the Napa Farmers Market? And they always say it's the community that we have there, especially in between other vendors, to help each other out and. To realize that we're all in this together.
It's pretty much the same in all the farmers markets, though, especially in the Napa Valley. I've done not markets, not farmers markets in other areas. I've done craft shows in other areas, and I stay away from craft shows. I stay away from them like the plague. I do not like craft shows.
Is it a different crowd?
Very different attitudes. Very different attitudes. They take competition to the nth degree.
Oh, my goodness.
And not much fun. But the farmers markets, that's fun. That's a fun community.
We put the fun in farmers markets.
Exactly.
And that's the, the idea of the farmers market. Yes, it's a great place to come and shop and see what's in season and talk to the farmers.
Yeah.
But it's meant to be a great experience, fun experience, a great place to bring your kids or bring your parents, whatever it may be. It's just a great community.
Yeah. Right. Well, and this, a lot of folks now are have the ideal of, not just going to a big box store and buying something made in China. So, really, if you want to come down and support small business and get something crafted with care and love, you can't get it much more local than John's Napa Valley Leathercraft.
No, it's true. It's pretty local.
Or of our next guest, Sherry Gallagher, who makes her beads also in the Napa Valley.
Jewelry.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You could see John at the markets on Tuesday at every other Saturday.
Yep.
John Kelly from Napa Valley Leathercraft. Beautiful things. I stand by his belts. And
me too.
And my pants are still up.
Your pants are still
up.
Yeah,
and you know what? The great thing about them is they're adjustable.
I'll just say one quick thing before we end. As far as music is concerned, the music that's being held at the market right now, I'm so glad that KVON stepped up and covered the cost of the ASCAP license.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if that hadn't happened, that would be one boring place.
Yeah, music is nice.
All the years I played music for the market, we always used to maintain that we played music to buy tomatoes by. And I still stand by that.
That's right.
You know, yeah. And it's great to have the music back, and I thank KVON for doing that.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We thank KVON, KYN for sponsoring our music stage. That's another great feature of our market. We have live music, and that will continue for our winter season as well.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got to pay some bills here. Our friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield want to tell you something. And we're going to be back with Sherry Gallagher from Sherry Gallagher Designs.
Right.
They call it, we're going to find out, there's something about this geeky beater thing. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, she's what's that about?
Because she's not geeky at all. She's lovely. It should be the lovely beater.
Yeah,
maybe that was already taken. Who knows? So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Sherry Gallagher.
As a farmer or rancher, you know that agricultural land is not like other real estate. We know that too. Come see the experts in agriculture, American Ag Credit. Whether you're buying property, building, or making improvements, American Ag Credit is here to help. With fixed rates, variable rates, long and short-term loans. Unique solutions tailored to your unique needs. Visit us online at agloan.com. American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.
Welcome back to the Farmer's Fresh Hour. This is Chef Greg Cole, or I guess just Greg Cole will call me today.
You're Chef Greg.
I'll always be Chef Greg.
And this is Kara May, and welcome to Napa Farmer's Market, Farmer's Fresh Hour.
And we want to, again, thank our fabulous host, American Ag Credit, our fabulous sponsors, Money for Agriculture.
Money for Agriculture.
And we are not talking about agriculture right now, but we're going to jump right more into this Holiday Bazaar event coming up.
One of our
wonderful artisans. Sherry Gallagher. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
It is nice to have you here. You are not only an artisan and a really nice lady who makes beautiful, beautiful jewelry.
Yes. I'm decked out in a Sherry Gallagher Designs earrings and necklace.
Wow. That looks lovely on you.
Yes, thank you.
your jewelry makes everybody look better.
That's my goal.
You know what makes me look better?
When you buy it for your wife.
No. When you dim the lights.
Oh.
Well, we all look better that way. Yeah. Soft light.
Are you feeling in Tia's jokes role?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Our other co-host Tia Butts is out traveling to Indiana today and won't be with us. And she always has the jokes.
Yeah,
so.
We miss you, Tia.
Yeah, absolutely, we do. But Sherry, you are a board member. You represent the artisans and crafters as a member of our board of the Napa Farmers Market.
And you also help with the newsletter, which always looks fabulous.
Yes, I
fabulous do. Newsletter.
Yes, thank you.
And you weave little tiny beads on the
Do a lot of weaving of beads, but now I do more stringing and wire wrapping.
Okay.
Because my eyes are not as good as they used to be. And so I have to do a little bit bigger, use a little bit bigger products to do what I make.
Yeah, but your stuff is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so
much.
Fabulous.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like
you're
honored.
And long-time vendor, long-time member of our community.
I started at the market in 2001. I did my first market with a card table and was excited that anybody bought anything.
Yeah.
But then I sort of progressed up to the tables and the canopies, and now I have a pretty good-sized booth with three tables and it's usually full of good stuff.
You have a sign and everything.
I have a sign and everything and business cards.
Business cards,
it does. Yes. Sherry's booth looks like a little pop-up shop. It has beautiful displays.
Well, that's what I'm going for.
You nailed it, girl.
Thank you.
your family or your family business is agriculture. You're in farming and vineyard management.
Well, I was actually a plant science major at Fresno State, and that's where I met my husband. He's a viticulture major.
Okay.
And so we moved up to Napa when we got married, and I started working for the farm advisor. So I worked for the farm advisor for 10 years, and he is a vineyard consultant for a company, local company. And so we're all sort of and my son is actually a viticulture major at Fresno State. So we're keeping it in the family. Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yes.
And you started this was it a hobby that you
started? It was a hobby. Yeah. I always did crafting. I was raised to do crafting. for my mother. We did everything, and then I sort of settled on making jewelry, and then it sort of overtook my house.
Yeah.
And my husband said, you know, come on, let's right. do something. You need to offload some of this. It was pretty bad, so yeah. That's how it started.
And so do you have a workshop? Like John up on Mount Viter has his home, and then he has a workshop where
I have a room. Okay. I started on the, as everyone does, on the dining room table.
Right.
And then my daughter, when she moved out to move away with, you know, she moved to Hawaii, and I took over her bedroom. So now when she comes to visit, she gets to sleep on the couch.
She sleeps in the dining room.
So this is like the tech version, you know, the garage story. You have the dining room table origin story.
Yes, yeah. I have. Exactly. That's exactly it. So I have a nice little area that I work in that hang out with my dog and, you know, my puppy.
Oh, let's talk about your dog. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's right.
And Buster has his own Instagram, right?
Yes, he does. Buster the Corgi Dog is his Instagram page. He's a little corgi, 6 months old, and he's so cute.
He's so cute.
Yeah, corgis are the best.
And I have a little Band-Aid on this morning from playing with him.
So. Oh.
Yes, every
because
day.
Little puppies have sharp teeth.
Yes, very sharp.
Yes.
Even corgis.
Very sharp.
There's the greatest book. One of my kids' favorite book growing up was a book called Corgiville Fair.
It's a great book.
Yeah,
oh my gosh! Sounds like we need
books.
To get that out.
Maybe I'll read it.
Yeah,
it's a great story. But the takeaway was that corgis are enchanted.
Yes.
Aww,
yeah,
they
and
are.
It's true. It really is true.
They're darling.
Well, they're the queen's dogs.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Very regal.
Yes, and they are. They are enchanted.
Yes.
And so you and the dog sit in the shop in the works in the little Santa's workshop and prepare beautiful things.
Yes, that's exactly what we do.
And so you're busy with the farmers markets and you go to craft shows and different things.
Yes, I do mostly farmers market. I do St. Helena as well. I do that twice a month. I don't do every market in Napa because I wouldn't have time to make anything. So I just sort of rotate days.
Right.
I do craft shows only during this time of year, and I do super small ones. I do boutique-y ones, like the Calistoga Christmas Fair is coming up, and I'll do that one. But it's super local. I don't like the big shows. Like John was saying, he doesn't like craft shows at all. I like the little craft shows because I meet people that I've never met at the farmer's market, and I do spread the word about the farmer's market when I'm at craft shows. Right. So I did hand out a bunch of brochures about our holiday bazaar.
We appreciate that.
Yes, the last one I was at.
And are you going to wear a crazy sweater?
I don't know. I don't have one.
What? You need to get one.
I don't know. I'm sort of going to be at my booth doing my jewelry things. So I don't know. Do I want to be crazy sweater Sherry or do I want to be, artisan Sherry?
Right.
So I have to decide.
Yeah. Well, you can, make it a crafty, ugly sweater.
That's a good idea. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
I kind of was thinking Star Wars, but,
Oh, that's neat.
Yes.
That would be good. You have this, like John has, with his beautiful leather, and he goes to the hide house and goes through these, piles of hides and selects, something. He'll be inspired by a piece of leather that he finds, and he'll take it up and make beautiful things with it. Do you go to shows to look for stones? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is silver silver, or is there certain kinds of silver
you prefer? I go to gem shows to get my the beads, the stones, and the pearls, because they use a lot of pearls.
Yeah, that must be fun.
It's really fun. It used to be when I first started going, it was very. I would buy everything, and now I'm very selective, and I have certain vendors that I buy from. And I go, and I can even buy online from them. I can email them and say, I need more of this. And then the silver I get, I have a vendor that I get the silver from. I did go to the Tucson Gem Show in February this last year for the first time. I said, I'm going to go. And it's, if you don't know, it's the biggest gem show in the country. Mm. They take over, it's the whole city of Tucson for a whole month. So I went for 5 days. And they even have full dinosaur fossils, and they have giant 12-foot crystals that they sell. They have everything there.
Wow, that's incredible.
So I need to go back again this next year because I need to get more things.
You've got to go. You don't want to go. You have to go.
That's right. Yeah. It's very important.
Yeah, it's very, very important. And perhaps it's even a tax write-off because it's business.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's
of
good.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's very inspiring, and you meet other people that do what you do, and you see things that you've never seen before. So it was great.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
And as far as your products go or your items you sell, is there a number one? I've purchased a couple necklaces from you.
Thank you.
Easy because, you know, as a man buying jewelry for I know my wife doesn't have pierced ears, but if you're buying something for a friend, does she have pierced ears? I don't know.
Right.
Or so necklaces are safe. But what is your – I mean, is that your number one seller or what do you –
You know, it's interesting. It used to be earrings, and this year it's been necklaces. It's completely changed, and layering necklaces are the big thing. So I've sort of – gone into that. I still have the big statement necklaces, but I have a lot of small layering necklaces that you can wear several at one time. I have these circle necklaces that I make, and they've become very popular.
I don't know what you call them, but the one that my wife likes that I got from you and that I bought for another friend was it has sort of a bar in the front, and it has like 7 or 8 or 9 stones,
yes,
and it sits in the front.
I call it a stone bar necklace.
A stone bar necklace. All right, good.
And well, I have different types of stones with that, and they've been –
They're beautiful.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Well, and depending on the color of your eyes, you know, my wife likes it because it makes your eyes look greener and that kind of thing.
Ooh, look at you.
And also it's nice because she likes it because it stays, you know, because of the weight of those stones and that extra bar there. It's not constantly rolling around, and she likes that.
Right.
Yeah,
I love all the gemstones that you feature. I mean, personally, my gemstone is amethyst. It's my birthstone. So that's what
February.
Mm-hmm. So I have a big amethyst on the necklace.
And it's beautiful on you?
Yes, it is. So that's another thing that's great is, you know, if folks are looking for something in particular, they can ask you, you know, what you have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just like going to a store where people may or may not know what they have to offer.
Well, it's interesting. Because of the area we live in, we have a lot of visitors.
Yes.
And so they do come to the market, which is great. I mean, it's wonderful that people come to our farmers market and they shop and they buy everything. Mm-hmm. So they're not just buying vegetables. They're buying from local people. And so I try to have a large variety of different kinds of things. So I do have, you know, pearl necklaces, but I also have crystal earrings and I have different things and I try to know what I do know what the stones are. And I have, everything is genuine stones. There's nothing fake in what I make, but I, you know, they'll say, oh, I'm from this area and we like this. And I sort of work with them and it's fun. And I'm not a big woo-woo person, but I do know some of the properties of the crystals. So I have this book that it's called the Crystal Bible that I've had forever.
Yes, that's an awesome
And I have
book.
It at my booth and they'll say, what are the properties of Labradorite? And I could look it up in my book if I don't know it off the top of my head.
That's great. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I do know there's certain properties of certain stones. I can only be around turquoise for so long because it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It gives me a lot of energy.
Okay.
Yeah. Quartz is a great energy stone. I mean, but there's a lot of things that are true about all those crystals. Right. So anyway, not to get
my
into
mom.
Crystals,
it was funny. My mom's, God rest her soul, but my mom had a thing. She had lots of sayings, but and lots of sort of ideas. She was a funny lady, but she told me once when I was a kid. She said, "Never trust anyone who wears turquoise." And
that's
I don't know where that came from. She just, that
I don't
was her
know
thing.
Either.
It's like she had a
she
thing.
She got burned with someone who was wearing turquoise.
I don't know what it was. Yeah.
Turquoise is this funny. People are so, there are certain people that are so into certain colors and stones, and they only want those.
Yeah, I think turquoise is beautiful. And
I don't ever wear it, but I love it. I don't enjoy wearing it, but I tell you, I love to look at it.
My mom had something against that. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And she's gone now, so we'll never know. But yeah, never trust anyone who wears turquoise.
That is hysterical.
Mary Cole. That's what she said.
I trust everybody that wears every stone.
Yeah,
they want to come and see me. And
that's great. That is so fantastic.
Yep.
Well, we need to wrap up the show, but again, thank you to both of our artisans today.
That's right.
The Holiday
Welcome.
Bazaar, Sherry Gallagher from Sherry Gallagher Design. I guess real quickly, why Instagram Beady Geeker?
Geeky Beater.
Geeky Beater.
Geeky Beater.
Because I am a closet nerd.
Okay.
I love science fiction. I've always loved science fiction. I love action. I love Marvel movies. I love Star Trek more than Star Wars. Wars people. So I chose that name years ago, and then I just kept it because I couldn't give it up. And people say, you got to change it to Sherry Gallagher Design. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm a super geek. So.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Good. All right.
Yep.
Well, you let your freak flag fly, your geek flag fly.
Geek flag fly.
Yeah, let your geek flag fly.
Yeah,
and we appreciate that.
That's right.
Yeah. And don't forget, everything that that the artisans sell at the market has to be made by them. We don't have anything imported. So if you buy from a artisan or a specialty food or a farmer, they've either grown it or made it or you know, just
right.
To
we're,
let you
we're
know.
A makers
it's
market.
It's important.
That's what.
Yes.
So yeah. So yeah. Just a reminder for folks, we are having our first ever holiday bazaar Saturday, November 24th, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the South Napa Century Center, right outside of the movie theater. We're going to have actually something special. We're going to have a demonstration by the Spinners and Weavers Guild all morning long. We have our ugly sweater contest at 10 a.m. So bust out your ugliest sweater and come on down to the chef demo stage. We'll be judging at 10 a.m. And we're going to be.
There's prizes for that.
There's
right?
prizes, yeah. Correct. And then at 10:30, we are going to have holiday story time. Just so folks know, during the winter season, we're only going to have story time once a market. We're going to do it the later time at 10:30. So 10:30 a.m., holiday story time. And at 11 a.m., we're going to do apple tasting. And then, real quickly, we forgot to mention this. I can't believe it. So we want folks to check us out on the NapaValleyGiveGuide.org. We are raising money for our CalFresh Market Match program. And what our Market Match program does is it doubles CalFresh food stamp dollars that low-income families can spend on fresh, nutritious produce at the Napa Farmers Market. So far as of today, we've on the 15th of November, we've raised $670 from 12 donors. And so that money is all going to go 100% to doubling people's low-income folks' food budget at the market. So please visit NapaValleyGiveGuide.org and send us some donations so we can help folks eat healthy and fresh.
Right. There's lots of things that happen at the market that are good, but the whole CalFresh doubling of,
yes.
of the credits, I think, is really one of the most important things we do, letting people, low-income folks, come in, buy organic produce from our growers.
That's right.
And have healthy, nutritious
That's
food.
That's right. And yeah. with the doubling of the money, we have CalFresh Market Match customers let us know that it actually makes the food the same, if not a better price than going grocery shopping. So.
Perfect. So lots of excitement this Saturday. Morgan Robinson on the demo stage. It's our last cooking demonstration of the year. And then the following Saturday, the kickoff to the new year-round Saturday market, and we'll have the Holiday Bazaar. Just come on down. We can take care of all of your holiday shopping needs.
From jewels to belts. We've got it all.
We've got it all. Absolutely. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Saturday next Thursday with the Best of Farm Fresh Hour. It'll be Thanksgiving. So have a happy holiday to That's everybody right. out there. And we'll be live in the studio again in a couple weeks. But we'll see you Saturday.
See you at the market.
You're a farmer or rancher. Your success depends on the weather, which means certain things are out of your control, such as rain, hail, fire, crop failure, and other unforeseen conditions. But you have a business to run. Protect yourself and insure your risk with American Ag Credit, so you can rest easy knowing that we'll be there for you no matter what tomorrow brings. American Ag Credit. Money for agriculture.